Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. So one of my favorite things about the MCU is the fact that everything ties together so beautifully and brilliantly. Like, way better than any other pop culture medium has done in a very, very long time. The fact that stuff that was dropped in 2008 can still fit beautifully with stuff that's dropped in 2021 just shows how good they are at crafting a story. Like, just watch Shang-Chi in theaters, and there was stuff in there from Iron Man. There was stuff, a lot of stuff from Iron Man 3. There was stuff from Hulk. There was stuff from other movies that you needed a good base knowledge of the other stuff to actually be able to get the full experience. And, you know, some people just, they jump in at weird spots. We have a 13-year-old neighbor that's friends with my daughter, and she started the MCU with WandaVision. Like, that was her first exposure to the MCU. And my daughter had a cow and flipped out. She's like, no, you can't do that. You gotta do all these other things. And I'm like, calm down, be patient, watch them with her. And so my daughter made sure she watched all of the stuff with her friend. When I was in theaters watching Endgame, there was somebody sitting beside me that had never seen any MCU stuff. Like, Endgame was their first Marvel thing. And I'm like, I get that you can jump into these stories and only, you know, focus on the newer parts. But the reality is, when you have a good knowledge and understanding of the whole base and foundation, it makes everything else better. And that's one of the things I see in scripture, is that we're a New Testament society. Like, we're all about Jesus, we're all about the Gospels, the Epistles, and for some weird reason, a lot of people are really, really, really about Revelation. And we just act like the Old Testament doesn't really matter as much anymore. But honestly, everything in the New Testament beautifully reflects all the work that God did to lay down that foundation in the Old Testament and through all the years that came. Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." God gave us all of the Old Testament as well as the New Testament so we could understand it all better. So enjoy all of it. Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Row Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcasts, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.